prophesying against the Adiaphora. That woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, Revelation 2 verse 20. In the previous meditation, we mentioned that if in a court someone attempts to make a self-willed use of the absence of a precise stipulation of the law in a particular case, then this is a corruption, a transgression of the law. In all such cases, it is then also a great blessing when someone, in one stroke, tears such a fabrication of lies into pieces. Such a blessing is the letter which Christ had written by John to Thyatira. Christ knew that in this city and in its church, that woman Jezebel made an all too practical and self-willed use of the deceitful theory of Nicolaus. She called herself a prophetess in the church. It has happened more often that in the initial period of growth within the young Christian church, particular women publicly advanced heresies, and as prophetesses pressed a philosophy of freedom onto the congregation that changed into excesses. Thus it was also in Thyatira, where every freebooter covered himself in a most Christian manner by the theory of Nicolaus. The Adiaphoron of food and life, who could oppose them? These people continued to press their daring insolence steadily further. Whoever dared to condemn their far too great tolerance was being accused of impiety and being unspiritual. Had not Christ set his own free? Was an idol then truly something substantial, that one was not allowed to eat meat offered to it? Were these concerned members really so narrow-minded that they wanted to impose their conception, their exegesis, on others? Did not also Paul and Peter already have disputes about such questions? And should people not tolerate each other? Was it not possible, they were also still superstitious, just as the earlier Pharisees whom they mocked, to ban the devil from sacrificial meat by exorcism? But behold, when this false prophetess began to profit from the Adiaphora, Christ suddenly entered as the true prophet to prophesy about the Adiaphora. He said that this prophetess does not deserve that name. I will call her differently. I will give her the name Jezebel. For just as once that Tyrian princess Delt, who entered Samaria beside King Ahab as his wife, and since that time did her very best to seduce Israel, remove it from its firm foundation, and mingle paganism with the service of the Lord, the legitimate worship of Yahweh, so this woman also dealt, who intermingled church and world. Here Christ prophesied about and against the Adiaphora. He tells us that these Adiaphora, these mediocre things, do not constitute a continuous sphere of life, around which one can draw a circle of liberty. On the contrary, they are matters that should drive us onto the narrow way, stimulate us to a more intense life of prayer, prayer for light and direction, and for even deeper research of the scriptures, in order to come to a steadily more careful walk of life. He who acts in a different manner and will give up the prophesying against the fixation of the Adiaphora in favor of a crafty profiting from the Adiaphora is a deceiver, is Jezebel. Prophesying at the Adiaphora, that is actually the only proper attitude of the man of heaven. To obtain the light of the Word of God on something where it seems to lack is a walking in heaven. For indeed, the Adiaphora are unknown in heaven. For there, one will always know immediately and instantly, in every particular case, in each concrete situation, but God's will is in that very particular situation. There, no person will be uncertain. There, the light of the law will flare up in all things before our eyes and will be written in our own hearts. How can he who now already knows of this heavenly glory and looks forward to it silently rejoice when people cannot bother him in a particular case, because people are not certain of God's will in that concrete situation? Instead of rejoicing behind the back of people who would argue against his liberty, he would want to fold the hands before the eye of God, his judge and his father, his covenant God, who has placed him in a relationship of justice to himself and promised him no liberty except in the service of love. Prophesying in contrast to profiting. Here men's ways divide. Here flesh tears itself from the spirit. For the dividing line does not reveal itself, oh no, not in this, that the one does something which the other does not do, or the reverse. It reveals itself rather in that the one has a different attitude to life than the other. The conflict is not contained in a particular action or non-action. If there is a breach, that breach will be located in the heart. The one is secretly unwilling, and the other secretly delighted when the burdens of the Lord his God are presented to him. He who secretly turns himself away from the burdens of the law of the Lord proves in this that he has made of the gospel a new law. He only knows the obligation and thus misunderstands it. He is judged, not because he did things of which others said that he went too far, but because in the very depth of his heart he was impure. But on the other hand, he who secretly delights in the service of his God only knows the law as the evangelical rule of gratitude. The gospel remains gospel to him, and he is not justified because he never transgressed the law, did not touch this or taste that in his Puritan walk of life, but in the fact that, while the other profited freely from the adiaphora, he prayed to his God to be allowed to prophesy, so that in the dark corners of a not yet researched area of life and work, the light of God's word would be allowed to shine also for him. Prophesying in contrast to profiting. Here men's ways divide. He who wants to profit from the adiaphora first chooses his own desire for life and its practice, and afterwards develops a pious theory to cover his practice. And then he says, think again of Jezebel, I am a prophet, I am a prophetess, do I not also have the spirit? But the other, who asks for light and truth, and wants to prophesy at the adiaphora, will not call out loudly, let me be, for I also am a prophet. I know this very well. No, instead he will pray in silence. Forgive me, Lord, my errors and uncertainty. Send forth, O Lord of my salvation, thy light and truth to be my guide. O let their rays in my privation lead me as Christian into my practical habitation, where neath diving I'll be supplied, with grace thou wilt provide.